The event was called Hitwushday Yadakicht, which means dancing our house together. Each ticket was a donation towards the goal of rebuilding the Sitka clan house, called the Point House. And after the music faded, the lights dimmed, and the hall cleared out, Kiksadi clan member and organizer Dutin Jarek Hopelang says the event was a success.
By broadening the audience with music as the vessel, you are able to bring a large mixed group of people into a room and say, this is worth fighting for, and you can be an ally.
Legeke Heather Powell Mills is a member of the Hay Hit clan house in Hoona. She helped organize the fundraiser, and for her, it's personal. She grew up with a clan house, a community home that unites all generations of a clan and holds their stories. And she wants others in her community to have that resource.
And the benefit of that is the strength of identity, the strength of community, the strength of family, and being able to have a place that you can walk into and feel like it's a safe place to be who you are.
Powell Mills says clan houses hold clan history and allow members like her and ones yet to come to understand their identity and know that they belong.
They carry the names of our ancestors within their walls. They hold our most precious objects, our atu, the stories and the names and the spirit that's put into these places is such a powerful, immensely knowledgeable way of being.
Hopelang says Sitka had 43 clan houses at one point and few remain standing and in tribal hands. Colonialism and the attempted eradication of Tlingit communities left generations of children with only breadcrumbs, he says. Pieces of language, arts, traditions, and family history.
And those breadcrumbs were the pieces that we had to pick up and put back together for ourselves and nourish ourselves with.
Now, he said, he sees those crumbs turn into full loaves through language and cultural revitalization efforts across Southeast Alaska. But he wants to go further. He wants future generations to have the tools to make their own nourishment. And rebuilding the Point House offers that chance.
My ultimate goal for this whole project is that we don't just give them bread, that we give them the whole kitchen, that we give them all the opportunity to be who they are, not bits and pieces. You don't have to go here to get language. You don't have to go here to get art. You don't have to go here to get your stories, that they become centralized.
And he says Point House is just the beginning. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.